Why did I lose my job? Why did I get laid off? Why did my loved one die? Why did I get sick? Now, friends, I have been studying the why question for 37 years. And I'm going to give you my educated, profound answer. I don't know. And I'm never going to know, because I'm not God.
Pastor Rick Warren says, in order to have the courage to stand up for Christ in a time when doing so can be difficult, you've got to know what you believe and why you believe it. You also have to understand non-Christian worldviews so you can more effectively share the hope of Christ with people around you. This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so glad that you've joined us. Today, we continue with a series called Uncommon Courage. Now, just before we get started, we want to invite you to take a sneak peek at Rick's book called God's Power to Change Your Life while you're listening to today's message. Just go to PastorRick.com or text the word daily to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part two of a message called The Courage to Keep Going.
Second thing you do when you feel like giving up and you need the power and the courage to keep on is accept help from others. That's the second thing Job does. You need to accept help from others. Because God doesn't intend for you to handle all the pain or all the loss or all the stress in your life by yourself. We were wired for each other. We need each other. We are social beings. The first thing God said in the Garden of Eden is, it's not good for man to be alone. We're made to be in relationships. Now, here's the problem. When you go through a major disappointment, you don't want to tell anybody about it. When you go through a major loss, the natural human reaction is to pull back, to isolate. Say, I'll handle it by myself. I don't need anybody else. You want to keep it a secret. When you've had a loss, a failure, a mistake, a crisis, you typically pull in and isolate. Bad idea. Bad idea. The natural reaction is withdraw when God says, no, you need friends in your life at that point. Job chapter 6 says this, verse 14. When desperate people give up on God Almighty, their friends at least should stick with them. I love that verse. God says, even if you don't believe in God, at that point, you still need good friends to stick with you. A friend walks in when everybody else walks out. Friends don't rub it in, they rub it out. And you need people in your life. The New International Version says, even a despairing man deserves the devotion of his friends, even if he forsakes Almighty God, the fear of the Almighty. In other words, there will be times in your life when you are in so much pain, you go, I don't even believe in God right now. Okay, you need to have some friends to say, that's all right, we'll believe God for you right now. There are going to be times in your life say, I don't have any faith right now. I'm just full of doubt. I don't have any faith. That's when you need people to go, that's okay. We will have faith for you. We will trust God for you in this moment. This is why you need a small group. Small group is a safety net. In this church, 32,000 people in this church are in small groups. I don't worry about them. I worry about those of you who aren't in a small group, because when the crisis comes, who's going to pull you through? You see, you haven't helped anybody else through their crisis, so who's going to help you? This is why we need each other. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:11, encourage each other and give each other strength. Now that's a command. God commands us to bear each other's burdens. I'm supposed to help you when you're going through your losses and tough times, and you're supposed to help me when I go through my losses and help and tough times. And that's why we need small groups. And if you're not in one, you need to get in a small group. You need to go out to the patio and sign up for one after the service is over. Now, I've been in the group I'm in for many, many years, but I'll be honest with you. Sometimes I don't want to go to small group. I don't feel like going to small group. Now, you never felt that, I know. But sometimes I just go, I am so tired. I'd like to just lay on the couch and watch TV tonight. And I don't always feel like going to group. But you know what? I have never been to a group that I didn't go, I got something out of that. I needed that. And usually when I don't want to go is when I need it the most. I need it the most. We are to encourage each other. Look at the next verse. By helping each other with your troubles, you obey the law of Christ. What is the law of Christ? It's this. Love your neighbor as yourself. That's the law of Christ. It's mentioned about seven times in the Bible. We're commanded to help each other. And so every time you help somebody who's going through their pain, and they're saying, I'm doubting, I'm frustrated, I'm angry, I'm upset, I'm full of fear, I'm crushed. And you say, it's okay, I will believe God for you, I will help you, I will lift you up. Then you're fulfilling the law of Christ. You see, pain is the great equalizer. When you're in pain, doesn't matter if you're rich or poor, you're in pain. Doesn't matter if you're young or old, you're in pain. Doesn't matter if you're educated or uneducated, doesn't matter. Pain is the great equalizer. And we are to help each other through our pain. Tell God exactly how you feel and accept help from others. Here's the third thing you need to do. Stop asking why.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and our series called Uncommon Courage. And there's more coming up. But when you have a minute, be sure to check out PastorRick.com for tons of great resources. While you're there, go ahead and sign up for his free daily email devotional and podcast. You can follow Rick on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. That's PastorRick.com, or you can text the word daily to 99000. That's the word daily to 99000.
What does it take to become more loving, live more peacefully, develop patience, have self-control? In the years I've been a pastor, writes Rick Warren, the number one question I'm asked is, Rick, why can't I change? People want to change, but they're stuck. Do you want to get unstuck? Here's how. In the book, God's Power to Change Your Life by Rick Warren, you'll find practical guidance for specific types of change and a way to connect with the power to actually make the changes you long to make. As you apply the truth of God's Word by the power of His Spirit, your life will change. You'll move out of your rut and get on track with God's wonderful purposes for your life. We would love to send you a copy of God's Power to Change Your Life as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this ministry. You can call us at 800-600-5004 right now or go to PastorRick.com to get your copy. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. If you like, you can just text the word daily to 99000. That's the word daily to 99000. Thanks so much in advance for your support.
Here's what people just like you are saying about Pastor Rick's Daily Hope.
Listening to the Daily Hope broadcast has really impacted my life in so many ways. In the practical teaching that Daily Hope offers, it's been life-changing for me. Even for someone who's been a believer their entire life, I still continue to grow, and I am so thankful for the ministry and what you guys do.
What is God doing in your life through this broadcast? Email us and let us know at rick@pastorrick.com. You can listen every day to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope on this station or at PastorRick.com, the Daily Hope app, or you can listen to our podcast on iTunes.
Thanks for listening today, everybody. And let's be on the lookout for how God is working in each of our lives.
Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, Monday through Friday, featuring the Bible teaching of Pastor Rick Warren.
Once again, here's Pastor Rick.
Tell God exactly how you feel and accept help from others. Here's the third thing you need to do. Stop asking why. When you've gone through that loss, when you've gone through that crisis, when your prayer hasn't been answered, you stop asking why. Because it doesn't help and it only prolongs the pain. Now, this is something we all have to learn. Even Job had to learn this. Job didn't get it right for a long time. In fact, Job was full of questions. He asked questions for 37 chapters. So he didn't get it right off the bat. But he did eventually get it. And eventually he stopped asking why. And what happened is God started asking him some questions. And I'll tell you about that in a minute. But he's asking all kinds of questions. Let me give you some of the questions Job asked. Job chapter 3. Why didn't I die at birth as I came from the womb? Why did my mother let me live? Why did she nurse me at her breast? In other words, here's a guy in so much pain and in so much despair. He's going, you know what? It really would have been better if I hadn't been born. Now, you got to be in enormous pain to feel that way. But this is the way Job felt. He said, I rue the day that I was born. I wish I hadn't been born. God, why did you let me be born if I was going to be a part of all of this despair? It's a legitimate question. In fact, Job asks a lot of legitimate questions. Look at the next verse, Job 3:20. Why let people go on living in misery? Good question. Why give light to those in grief? You see, this why question, why God, why? Why God, why? Why God, why? It's human nature, and we all ask it. And the reason why we all ask it is a misconception, because we think that if we understand the reason behind our pain, then it'll make the pain easier. Wrong. An explanation doesn't comfort you. You don't need an explanation, you need strength. You don't need an explanation, you need a Savior. You don't need an explanation, you need God. You don't need an explanation, you need comfort and support. But we always go looking for the explanation. Why? And we ask things like, why did that person walk out in my life? Why did they betray me? Why did they make a promise to me and then break it? Why did they walk out? Why did they hurt me? Why did I lose my job? Why did I get laid off? Why did my loved one die? Why did they get ill? Why did I get sick? Now, friends, I have been studying the why question for 37 years. And I'm going to give you my educated, profound answer. I don't know. And I'm never going to know. Because I'm not God. And you're not God either. And some things we're just never going to understand until we get to the other side of death in eternity, in heaven. And then it's all going to become very, very clear. Only God knows. And if you don't get it right off the bat, you might as well stop asking why, because you're simply prolonging the pain. Let me show you a couple of very important verses. These aren't on your outline, so you might write them down. Here on the screen, Proverbs 25 verse 2 says this. It is God's privilege to conceal things. It is God's privilege to conceal things. God reveals, but God also conceals. You see, you wouldn't know anything about God except that God reveals himself. God is a God of revelation. He reveals himself through nature. He reveals himself through circumstances. He reveals himself through scripture. And the only reason you know anything about God is because God has chosen to reveal himself. Otherwise, you wouldn't know anything about him. But the Bible says God doesn't just reveal, God also conceals. And sometimes God intentionally hides his face from us. Why? So we'll learn to trust him instead of trusting our feelings. So we'll live by faith rather than feelings. Why didn't God just make himself known to everybody and make everything perfectly clear and you see everything from the beginning of your life to the end in perfect clarity? Because it'd scare you to death. So God intentionally conceals some things. And what God has concealed, you're never going to find out on this side of eternity. So you might as well relax and stop asking why. You see, God doesn't owe you an explanation for anything. God doesn't have to check in with you first before he does something. God doesn't have to get your permission before he allows things to happen in life. Is this okay with you? No, God is God. And we're not always going to understand what happens. 1 Corinthians 13, verses 9 and 12 says this, right now we only know a little. In other words, we see in part. We just see partially. Right now, we see things imperfectly, as in a poor mirror. But then, in other words, in heaven, we will see everything with perfect clarity. All that I know now is partial and incomplete. But then, in heaven, I will know everything completely. Someday, it's all going to be clear. One day, it's all going to make sense. One day, you're going to see in heaven and go, oh, that's what was happening. That's why God allowed that in my life. That's why God allowed me to sin. That's why God allowed that other person to sin against me. Because he could have stopped me from sinning and he could have stopped them from sinning, but he didn't. And the world is broken as a result. And nothing works right. But some things we're not going to understand until we get to heaven. In the first place, our brain capacity isn't big enough to understand God. Some of the best advice I got many years ago, my dad said this to me. He may have read it somewhere, but it's really stuck with me. He said, son, there's going to be things in life you don't understand, and they're not going to make sense, and you're going to have all kinds of questions. What you need to do is create a ask God later file in your brain, and you need to plug those questions there. Because there are going to be things that just don't make sense. And you want to go, why, God, why? But they aren't going to be answered now. So you just need to create a doesn't make sense file. A I don't understand it file. A God, I'm going to ask you about this later file. And every time you get one of those unanswerable questions, you just park it there and you leave it and you let it go and you get on with your life and you do the best you can with what you have for Jesus Christ today. Profound advice. Just park it in the I don't understand file. You see, sometimes you pray about something and you want it so badly, your heart is about to break. You're going, God, I've invested my entire life savings in this business, and I want it to work, but it doesn't work. And sometimes you say, God, I so badly want to get married, but it hadn't happened. And God, I have a baby, but it hasn't happened. And God, and sometimes you want so badly, and you pray about it, 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 but you don't get what you want. And in that moment, you are tempted to doubt God, to doubt his promises, and to doubt the efficacy of prayer. That's normal. Even Job doubted the efficacy of prayer. You say, he did? Yeah, he did. Look at the next verse. Job 21:15. Who is the Almighty, and why should we obey him? This is a guy in deep pain. What good is it if we pray? He's saying, why, God, why? Now, sometimes you pray, and when you don't get what you want, it feels like God has let you down, and you're disappointed, and you make an illogical jump, and you say, well, God just doesn't love me. You're wrong. You're dead wrong. You will never understand how much God loves you. He will never love you any more or less than he does right now. And as I've said many times, you can't make God stop loving you. You can rail at him, but he's not going to stop loving you because God is love. And we always get into trouble when we doubt God's love. What I need to do, instead of asking why, is I need to take step four. Trust God in things I don't understand. That's step four. I stop asking why, because I'm not going to find the answer now, and I trust God in things I don't understand. Now, the fact is, God always answers prayer. Always, 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 always answer prayer. He doesn't always answer yes. He doesn't always answer the way I wish. In fact, there are hundreds of ways God can answer your prayers besides yes. Sometimes God answers a prayer with yes. Sometimes God answers a prayer with no. Sometimes God answers a prayer with not yet. Sometimes God answers a prayer with wait. Sometimes God answers a prayer with, "You got to be kidding me." Sometimes God answers a prayer with, "You be the answer." I mean, go out and you be the answer. I mean, you say, "God, I need a lot of money." God says, "Go get a job." "God, I want to get married." "Well, get out there and meet some people." God's not going to drop a man just out of heaven. He might smash you. Sometimes God says, "You be the answer." Sometimes God says, "Trust me." So there are lots of different ways that God answers prayer. Now, for 37 chapters in the book of Job, Job is asking the why question. Why, God? Why is this happening to me? Why are you allowing this? Why so much pain? Why so much discomfort? Why haven't you answered my prayers? Why do you, why? And in chapter 8, Job stops asking why, and God says, "Okay, hang on, Job. I'd like to ask you a few questions." And for the next two chapters, chapter 38 and chapter 39, God barrages Job with questions that only God can answer. He says, like, "Where were you when I made the universe? Can you explain the law of gravity? Do you understand why the sun is hot?" And for two chapters, God answers and asks questions that obviously only God could answer. And Job realizes, after two chapters of listening to God's question to him, who am I to be questioning God?
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Now, if you missed any part of today's message, just go to PastorRick.com to request a copy or a copy of the entire series. And while you're at it, sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional. And remember to click on his social media links too. What does it take to become more loving, live more peacefully, develop patience, have self-control? In the years I've been a pastor, writes Rick Warren, the number one question I'm asked is, "Rick, why can't I change?" People want to change, but they're stuck. Do you want to get unstuck? Well, here's how. In the book God's Power to Change Your Life by Rick Warren, you'll find practical guidance for specific types of change and a way to connect with the power to actually make the changes you long to make. As you apply the truth of God's Word by the power of His Spirit, your life will change. You'll move out of your rut and get on track with God's wonderful purposes for your life. We would love to send you a copy of God's Power to Change Your Life as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this ministry. You can call us at 800-600-5004 right now, or just go to PastorRick.com to get your copy. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Now, if you like, you can just text the word daily to 99000. That's the word daily to 99000. And thanks so much in advance for your support. Now, here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
I want to thank all of you who've taken the time to write me and to share your story. I absolutely love these stories. Your letters and your notes really encourage me. Here's a note from a listener that I just want to share with you. It said, "Pastor Rick, I want to thank you for your ministry of the Daily Hope podcast. They've been especially helpful as my wife and I are working through a painful time in our marriage and healing our relationship. It's a blessing to be challenged to love the Jesus kind of love and to build up trust once again where it's been broken. You know, as I work through a very busy time of year, I stream your podcast and find myself praying and nodding all day long." Now, I hope you're nodding in agreement, not nodding off in sleep. "Your preaching speaks directly to my heart, and I'm praying for the courage to rebuild the trust and love, to love her the way that God built me to love her. Thanks again for your work and the transformative change it brings out. I truly don't know where I'd be without Daily Hope podcast. Sincerely, Nathan." Thanks for writing, Nathan. I want you to know that I'm going to be praying specifically for you and for your wife and for your marriage. It means a lot to me to know that these broadcasts are helping you through a difficult time. Thanks for listening today. And join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program was sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.